Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Ross Murray. This episode of More Than Money is brought to you by More Time Financial, a financial planning company who are on a mission to help young Australians make smarter decisions with money by providing real-life financial advice, coaching, and financial education.
Hey, what's up? It's Ross Murray. Welcome back to another episode of More Than Money. On this podcast, I have real conversations about lifestyle, money, and business. Sometimes I share interviews with business owners and entrepreneurs about starting their own business and their journey. Other times we do financial education and informational episodes to help you make smarter decisions with money, just like this one. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, before we get started on today's episode, this is just a friendly reminder in order to keep our lawyers happy that in preparing this podcast, myself and any contributors have not taken into account any particular person's objectives, financial situation, or needs. So before acting on any of this information, you should consider its relevance to your personal circumstances. And if required, seek the assistance of a licensed professional.
In today's episode, we're talking about credit cards, what they're used for, why would you use them, and why are they so dangerous? Let's start off with what is a credit card. So basically, and the simplest dumbed down version possible, a credit card is a bit of plastic that's issued by a bank or a credit provider or a type of lender that lets you borrow money that at some stage you have to repay. So credit cards obviously become quite popular. We see advertising on TV or on the radio or on Facebook even about get this credit card, XYZ bank has this credit card interest rate, you should swap credit cards and open up a certain bank credit card because you get no annual fees. And we're just kind of bombarded with all these things about credit card this, credit card that, you should take this credit card out, apply over the phone or apply online in 5 minutes to get a credit card. And we can't seem to get away from it. It just kind of comes from every single angle. And it's something that we're not ever told about or never taught about. And what is a credit card? Like, what is it? How does it work? Like, what's this thing called interest and all those things. So hopefully in today's episode, by listening to this, you'll understand a little bit more about credit cards and how you can use them and how you can avoid some common traps that I see a lot of people fall into when it comes to dealing with credit cards. So to kick things off, why would you use a credit card? So what is the purpose of it? So first of all, the most common reason why people use credit cards is that they can't afford to pay for something, or they don't have enough money in their bank account. So they apply for a credit card, which then lets them borrow money from someone. They borrow the money from, let's call it a bank, and then they purchase something. So this might be a small purchase. This might be like groceries or alcohol, clothes online, whatever it is. But sometimes it's big purchases. So sometimes they're in an emergency. They need a medical treatment that they can't afford. So they get a credit card and they put it on their credit card. The other reason why people use credit cards is that they might like to travel, so they get travel points. So they use their credit card that allows them to get maybe frequent flyer points or Qantas points or whatever the various point system is. And that lets them build up points over time, which then they might be able to use towards traveling. So that's another reason or another way people use credit cards or another reason why people use credit. Other people use credit cards in a way to help them to smooth out their cash flow. So this might be a small business owner, for example. So someone, maybe let's take a builder, for example, they only get paid kind of in irregular amounts, kind of irregular time, depending on when the job gets finished and when the completion date is. So they might only get paid maybe twice a month or once a month if they're lucky, or maybe once every 2 months, it just depends. So for some people, they don't have a regular wage coming in each week, so they need a way to smooth out the cash flow. So even though their wages only come in, or their income only comes in maybe once or twice a month, they've still got regular expenses going out. So they need a way to pay for those expenses without having an income. So they know the income's coming in most cases. They know the income's coming at the end of the month or at some stage, but they just don't have enough money in their bank account to cover those expenses. So what they will do in that case is they'll use a credit card till the end of the month, they'll get paid at some stage, and they can wipe the credit card, and then it goes on to the next month. So this is another reason why people use credit cards. But the most common reason, and we touched on it earlier, is because people don't have enough money in their bank account. So they go to buy something that they can't afford, they don't have any money in their bank account, they can't afford it, so they get a credit card and they use a credit card to purchase it. And this is the number one reason why people get into such big credit card debts, that might roll over into a personal loan, and then it can also affect how much money they can borrow. So to understand a little bit more about credit cards, let's have a look at some of the features and things you need to be aware of and benefits of using a credit card and some of the tips and tricks you can use to avoid getting into too much credit card debt. So first of all, let's start with credit card interest rates. So what an interest rate is the amount of money people charge or the amount of interest someone charges to allow you the privilege of borrowing money from them. So in this case, the bank lends you money, so you borrow money from the bank, and they're not going to do that for free. So what they do is they charge interest. So anytime you use your card or purchase anything, you get charged interest. So credit cards generally have a higher interest rate than all other forms of credit. So we've got personal loans, home loans, car loans, and then credit cards sit all the way at the top. So the interest rate on credit cards can range anywhere from 12% all the way up to 20, 22, or even 25%, which is just insane. So what you need to be aware of is that every time that you make a purchase, you are getting charged interest on that purchase. Now, where that varies is that some credit card providers or some banks offer interest-free periods. So what that means is that you don't have to pay interest for maybe 30, 45, or 50 days, but you're still getting charged interest on that. It's just whether or not you have to pay that back. So if you think about it like an IOU, you say to someone, I'm willing to lend you $100 in this case, but you have to pay it back in the next 30 days. If you don't pay it back in 30 days' time, I'm going to start charging you interest. So that means that I'm going to charge you 25% interest or 22% interest on that $100, which on $100 mightn't be that much, but it's still going to be a few bucks. Where it gets a lot more interesting is when you've got a debt owing of $10,000 and you're getting charged interest of 25%, then things start to get a lot more serious. So the next thing you need to be aware of is credit card repayments. So like any time you borrow money or borrow anything, you more times than not have to give it back or have to repay that money. So it's no different to a credit card. So you borrow the money from the bank and at some stage you're gonna have to pay that back. So most banks or most credit providers operate on a monthly billing cycle. So that means that if you spend money in January, you'll be required to pay for it at the end of the month. So you'll get issued a credit card statement. So obviously back in the day, we used to get these in the post. Now we can get these online, or depending what bank you're with, you can access your credit card statement through your app. So there'll be two figures that you need to be aware of when it comes to your credit card repayment amount. One figure will say the total balance owing or total closing balance. So that will mean to wipe your entire balance of your credit card back to zero. The next one is the minimum repayment or minimum required repayment for that month. And that's the one that you really need to be careful of. So the first one's pretty easy to understand. It's the total closing balance or the total balance required for that month of the credit card. So that means that if you spent $5,000 in the month of January, then your closing balance for the month of January is going to be $5,000. You make the repayment and it wipes your January bill back to zero. What you need to be aware of is that, as I said, banks or credit cards run in a monthly billing cycle. So that means that what you've spent in January, if there's a gap between when your credit card billing cycle finishes and when you get your statement, you might have spent some money in that period. That means if you make the full closing balance for January, there still might be some money owing because you maybe have spent some money. It's now rolled into February, so you've already started spending money for February and you're only closing out the balance for January and you're still going to have some money owing in February. So next thing about repayments you need to be aware of is the minimum monthly repayment or the minimum required repayment. So this is the one that gets a lot of people into trouble. So you'll see at the bottom of your statement, it'll say minimum monthly requirement or minimum payment amount. And what this is the minimum amount that you need to pay in order to continue to have the privilege to borrow money in the future. So if you don't make the minimum requirement, you'll probably get a default on your account or you'll get a warning first. And then if this continues month after month, there's a high chance you'll get a default and they'll cancel your credit card. So this is basically, you're just making the minimum requirement to continue to have the privilege to have a line of credit or have an amount that you can borrow from the bank on a continuous basis. So all statements and all banks must provide you with a time frame to say that if you only make the minimum requirement, how long is it going to take you to repay this credit card? So usually it's right at the bottom of the statement. So I encourage you to check it out because it's quite interesting and can be quite scary that if you only continue to make the minimum repayment amount, how long it's actually going to take you and how much interest you're going to incur if you only make the minimum requirement each month. So as a way around that, and what I always recommend is if you can afford to, always pay the closing balance. Try and wipe your credit card every month if possible. And that's the quickest way to get out of debt is to repay the credit card in full each month. The next thing we need to be aware of is the credit limit. So your credit card credit limit. This is the total amount of money that you can borrow with that bank. So you might have a credit limit on your credit card of maybe $6,000. You might have a credit limit of $10,000. And it all depends at the time of when you applied for your credit card. So usually most banks ask you for a proof of income, maybe an outline of your expenses, and also other debts that you might owe. And why they do this is they need to determine if you're a good fit to lend money to, or if they can afford to take the risk of lending you money, are you going to be able to repay that amount? So obviously with someone with low income, lots of debt and high expenses, is going to be a lot lower candidate for a higher credit limit as opposed to someone with high amount of income, low expenses and low amounts of debt. So when it comes to your credit limit, it's always interesting, or it's always worthy to note that even though you might only owe $2,000 on your credit card, your credit limit might be $6,000. And that's important and something that we'll touch off later on in the episode. Now, if you had your credit card for a number of years or even 6 months, you probably have encountered an offer from the bank to increase your credit limit. Now, this is something that you can either opt in or opt out of. So at the time of applying, you might opt in and tick to say that I would like to be offered credit increases or credit limit increases in the future. So this is the bank's way of trying to give you more money that you can borrow. Now, for some people, it's really helpful because they need to borrow more money. As I said, for a small business owner or someone that uses the credit card in the right way, this is really useful. For someone that's in a lot of credit card debt, this is something that you need to opt out of and get away from as quick as possible. So by law, all banks have to stop offering you credit card limits if you opt out of it. So I would recommend if you're not good at managing your money and you're trying to get out of credit card debt, that you opt out of any credit limit increases. Now, there's a few things that you need to be aware of when dealing with credit cards or before you decide to open a credit card. And the first one is talking about your credit limit, which we've just covered off on. But why this is so important and why you need to be aware of this is your credit limit or your credit card limit will affect how much money you can borrow or potentially borrow for a house deposit. So let's assume that you have a credit card, you don't use it, it just remains at zero, you only have it there for emergencies, but the credit limit is $6,000. So you've never used it before. Now you go to apply for a home loan from a bank. The bank's gonna ask you what your credit card limit is, not what your balance owing is, what your credit card limit is. So even though you had all intentions of never using your credit card before, you have a credit card limit of $6,000. That's gonna count against you when you apply for a home loan. So this is something that a lot of people don't understand, and it's always useful that if you have a high credit card limit, if you're applying for a home loan, if you can, try and reduce that limit to a limit as low as possible before you apply for a home loan, because anything outstanding or any limit is going to count against you. And the reason they do this is that even though it's sitting at zero in this scenario, if you go to the bank today and say, I've got a credit card limit of $6,000, it's at zero, they approve and give you a loan. Tomorrow, you might go and use that credit card in full and go up to the full credit card limit. So the bank's going to assess you on what you could potentially borrow against, and that's going to be the full credit limit. Credit card transfer and ATM withdrawal fees. So cash or cash advance fees is what sometimes they're also called on your statement or in your credit card booklet. This is something that a lot of people don't understand and they really need to be aware of before they even think about using a credit card, or maybe they do this already and they weren't aware of it. So what you need to look out for and what you need to find out from your bank or your credit card provider is how much you will get charged in fees if you transfer money from your credit card to another bank or to someone else's bank. Also, if you take a cash withdrawal from an ATM. So like This is unlike debit cards, where if you go to the ATM with a debit card, you can withdraw the money and you're not going to get charged a fee, obviously besides the ATM withdrawal fee, which most banks are getting rid of at the moment, but you're going to be able to take that money out, incur a small withdrawal fee, and you'll be on your way. With credit cards, this is called a cash advance fee. So if you go to the ATM and withdraw cash, you're going to incur a higher fee. So this can range anywhere between $20, $30 or $40, depending on what bank you're with. So you really need to be aware of how much you'll be charged for this privilege to withdraw cash or transfer it to another bank. So before you do any of that, I would recommend you either contact your bank or your credit card provider and find out, ask them what will you be charged if you continue to do this or if you need to withdraw cash from a credit card in the future. The next thing you need to be aware of, and something that no doubt you would have seen on TV, is balance transfer credit cards, or 0% interest balance transfer credit cards is what they're also sometimes known as. What this is an offer from one bank to say, bring over your credit card debt, transfer your credit card debt to our bank, and we will give you 0% interest on the balance that you've transferred from anywhere to 6, 12, 24, sometimes in 48 months. So while Bank A, you might be paying 18 or 25% on your credit card balance owing, this other bank is offering you to transfer the balance across and they'll charge you 0% interest on that balance that you transfer. Now this can be very useful and it can be also very, very dangerous. So you really need to be aware of what you're getting into before you even think about using a balance transfer credit card. So why it can be useful is that exactly that. If you have a high amount of credit card debt with one bank and you're incurring interest, if you can transfer that to somewhere or another bank that's going to charge 0% or a lower percent of interest, then of course you're going to do it. It's going to be worthwhile and you're obviously going to be able to save some money. Why it's so dangerous and why I'm so cautious about recommending this to people is they don't understand the difference between the balance transfer interest rate and the purchase interest rate. So the difference between these two interest rates, even though they're both called a similar thing, so one's a balance transfer interest rate and the other one is the purchase interest rate, is on a balance transfer credit card, they are offering you exactly that. They're offering you 0% interest on the balance that you transfer across. So let's assume you have $20,000 across maybe three different credit cards that you're all getting charged, you're getting charged different interest on all of them. They're offering you to transfer that balance. So we're going to take that $20,000, which is across three different or four different cards, and we're going to put it with this other bank, which is going to charge you 0% interest on the balance that you transfer. So the key is to know that it's on the balance only. So where I see people getting stuck with this is they transfer the $20,000 across to a 0% interest credit card for, let's call it 24 months. So they are on 0% interest on their balance that they transferred for 24 months. Now they have a new credit card with the new bank and they need to purchase something. So they go to the shops and they purchase something on that credit card. So they purchase something for $500. So they've transferred $20,000 and now they've made a new purchase of $500. The purchase interest rate is what gets charged on that new purchase. So not the balance that's come across, the new purchase. And for some banks, they charge 0% on the balance transfer, but they might charge 18 or 20% on any new purchases. So I've seen a few people get stuck with this where they think they have 24 months of 0% interest and they can go and spend what they want and they're not going to get charged interest on it. But they, in the meantime, they're getting charged 18 or 20% on any new purchases they make, which they weren't aware of. So that's why balance transfer credit cards can be so deadly, is that it's not the amount that you're getting charged on the balance that you transfer. It's what you need to be aware of is when you purchase or make new purchases on that new credit card, what you're going to be charged. So some banks do offer 0% balance transfer and 0% on purchases for 12 or 24 months, but most of them just offer 0% on the balance transfer only. So you must be aware of that. So if you're using a balance transfer to try and get out of debt, which can be a really great strategy if you're struggling in debt at the moment, what I'd recommend is that you use the balance transfer, but you cut up the credit card. So cut it up and don't use it again. And always, of course, make sure that you make those repayments on time, make that minimum monthly repayment, make the maximum you possibly can, and try and wipe that credit card in that interest-free period or as soon as you possibly can. Just make sure you don't let that credit card go past the interest-free period, so whether that's 12 or 24 months, because obviously then it's just going to revert back to that credit card interest amount, and that might jump back up from zero, might jump up to 24 or 25%, depending on who you're with. Finally, if you're thinking about taking out a credit card or you're currently in some credit card debt, what I recommend is you find out as much information as possible about your current credit card or about your current credit card provider. So I would want you to ask these questions, to go to your bank, call them on the phone, and run through these couple of questions to just give you a bit more of an understanding of where you sit at the moment. So you need to ask, what is your current amount that you owe on your credit card? Is obviously a good place to start. Ask for your most up-to-date or most recent credit card statement. Find out what your minimum monthly repayment is, or minimum required repayment is. Find out what your credit limit is. So you'd want to ask them, what is your credit limit? And find out, potentially, can you reduce that if you need help getting out of credit card debt? So if you're on a balance transfer or an interest-free credit card, find out exactly when that finishes. So get the exact dates from when it started to when it finishes, so you can work out how many more months you have to try and repay that credit card. Find out exactly the start and end date. And finally, find out what your purchase interest rate is. So you want to find out exactly how much you're going to incur on any new purchases you make. So that's been my two cents on credit cards. Yes, they can be very helpful. Yes, they are useful for some people. If you use them well, they can be great. If you don't use them well, they one of the most dangerous and worst things you can do with your money. If you're not good at managing money, definitely stay away from credit cards. If you don't have a strict budget, I would not recommend you take out a credit card under any circumstances. And of course, before you sign up for any credit cards or before you contact any banks and ask them, make any inquiries, read the fine print, read their product disclosure statements, find out as much information as you can. If you have any questions about your current credit card provider, or if you have any questions about trying to get out of credit card debt, make sure you email me, comment below, and ask your questions there, and I'll try my best to answer them for you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of More Than Money, make sure that you subscribe to keep up to date with all of the latest episodes. And feel free to like, comment, and share with a friend.